a great day for you, of course, and a great day for our system, and how would you analyze the match which changed totally after the set?
Well, I think in the beginning we were both nervous. The first set we were not moving so well because we were hesitating a lot, looking at each other both. But he did better than me, was serving a little bit better. And then for me it was important to fight with myself. It's never easy to play him, especially in the final. But I did see that I was playing good tennis, that it was few little change to take the advantage. I start to play more aggressive, trying to push him more. And when you win a match like this, it's only 1 or 2 points, especially in the tiebreak. But I think I did a great tiebreak. I was serving big and being really aggressive. And then I took the advantage at the beginning of his third set. I saw that he was a little bit tired. And me, I was playing better and better, especially moving better.
What happened when you got the warning? Because normally in this match you were all very relaxed at the beginning. You were tense and relaxed at the same time. And what happened? And then not many pumps up or come on or those kind of things, because too much of friends?
I did have the warning for stupid work, but so it was not like a big problem for me. I was trying to find a solution to play better tennis, not to be so much, not to be too much nervous about the command. You know, it's always special to play Roger. We know it's always a strange match, especially being in the final here. So he's my best friend on the tour. We respect each other so much, and I'm just trying on the court to win the match. Before and after, we're still a good friend, and during the match, we just try everything to win. And today, I'm really happy to take that one.
How much confidence does your performance, not just today, but this week, give you for the remainder of the clay court season, Stan?
A lot, for sure. I can see that when mentally I'm there and I'm fighting and I'm playing good tennis, I can beat all the players. But that was important for me after Davis Cup to play well, to be ready for a tough match, to be ready to fight with myself. But I did an amazing job, and I'm really happy after winning my first Grand Slam to win the Masters 1000 so quick. I didn't expect when I came here. For me, it was more like a test. I knew that I was playing good tennis, but I didn't expect to win because the draw was so strong. But I can see that when I'm moving well, when I'm there, fighting with myself, strong with myself, I can beat all the players.
Congratulations, Dan. And after Australia, you went to the US. You had a few, tough matches. But that match in Davis Cup that you won, it seems that it was a turning point for you again to be in this position that you are now. You won your first slam, and now how do you feel about that? Do you feel more confident that you are the man?
I feel great. Winning Grand Slam, first Grand Slam, it's never easy after, because a lot of things change. But I did only 2 tournaments so, I did lost 2 matches, not that great, but Davis Cup was really important for me. It's always the goal for me to play well in Davis Cup, and playing at home, playing with Roger, playing against Kazakhstan. We knew we were a favorite, but it was tough for me, especially the first day. But after, I was happy with the win, I was happy with the Sunday, and it was good for me mentally to go straight to the clay and to come early here, straight after Davis Cup, and to be ready for the first tournament on clay.